when you use capecitabine, I'm curious what dose you use. I've heard a lot of different viewpoints on that.
Off protocol, I use in patients that have a good performance status and they're not heavily pretreated. I use 2,000 per meter square daily for 14 days. After two cycles of therapy, I will consider if the patient has no toxicity to consider to escalate the dose. Those patients with poor performance status, that you're going to consider this as a second or third line therapy. Patients are frail than me, use 1,750 per meter square. We recently published in Annals of Oncology our experience, and that was the post-FDA approval of capecitabine. It was our experience in Anderson, and a lot of readers were interested in that publication in the Annals of Oncology. Joyce O'Janis, her group also has done a presentation in ASCO and has commented in different forms, the lower use. We think that's, you know, the therapeutic index of that dose really delivers for us, even though that the FDA approval dose is 2,500 milligrams per meter square.
Any other sort of major takeaway points from that paper?
I think it really confirms what we do in the clinic. And when you have a phase two study in several locations, but that you select people out, you monitor them very closely, capecitabine could give it at that dose. In fact, I still could deliver capecitabine at 2,500 milligrams per meter square, but it needs a substantial close monitoring with a patient that is able to follow very closely with her oncologist. And because what we have done in the trials is as soon as the patient is said to develop early signs of mucositis, diarrhea, Hanafu syndrome, the patient stops immediately. Then the patient report to the oncologist and gets instructions or with the research nurse. And then you restart that, and you may restart that at a lower dose. So it needs a very close monitoring. And yes, you can give it as the package insert, and you follow the instructions of the package insert. Yes, you could do it. But in general, most patients ended at the end of the day getting an average dose of around 2,000 milligrams per meter square as a single agent.
I've heard people even using lower doses or a lower schema than what you've described. And one of the things I'm really not clear about is I haven't seen too much evidence that lowering the dose compromises efficacy.
Well, you know, like I say, I use in some patients lower doses, like even 1,500 per meter square. And you kind of tailor that to the patient that you're seeing. And the bottom line is you want to show the evidence that that dose is efficacious. It's just not there. It is just basically our study is one of the first that provides information. But that study was not a prospective study to assess response and time to progression in a well-designed phase two clinical trial.
I mean, we also have, you know, clinical experience, yeah. Patients that you've taken care of, patients of your colleagues. Even though we don't have definitive evidence right now, do you feel that you're compromising efficacy by reducing dose?
I personally don't. I feel that delivering a therapy that has a better therapeutic index, we have to remember we are giving palliative chemotherapy. And I think some of our traditional way to develop drugs in the metastatic setting hasn't been, in my opinion, the optimal way. Because we take the dose until we make patients as sick as possible, and then we determine that's the maximum tolerated dose. If you recall, most of the drugs, when you develop the MTD, are given for one cycle. Ideally, you would like to develop a trial, and where you're going to develop an MTD is for patients that they get at least four cycles, which is what you're going to use in the adjuvant setting in general. And most of the patients will get a median of four cycles in the metastatic, 4 to 6 cycles. But what happened is, traditional, we do previous decades with the drug development, and we put patients, they get only one cycle, and they came off study because they had failed multiple regimens before. But now, when we're going to test that in women with breast cancer, that they're going to get 4 or 6 cycles of therapy, you encounter more toxicity. Yeah, you can make it by with one dose, one cycle of X combination or X agent. But I think to me, if I was a patient, I would kind of start at some point, and yes, you can titrate up and you will keep your therapeutic index higher, in my opinion, in a disease and where you won't cure the disease rather than get into dose-limited toxicity and then cut down making the patient going through all of these adverse events, I think if we're going to start, like, again, and I think it would be as wise to start 1,500 of capecitabine and build from there as it is to start in 2,000.